KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders fall to Morningside in women's basketball. Men's basketball coming up shortly. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. For the Morningside Mustangs, they're 18-8 overall, 12-4 in the GPAC. Jim Sykes' team has won three games in a row, and they are 9-2 in 2014. Mustangs have played a home-heavy schedule in that span, going 7-0 at home and 2-2 on the road. Losses for Morningside in that stretch are to Hastings, 80-71, Nebraska Wesleyan, 86-76. Mustangs were in the receiving votes category of the poll, released on Tuesday, February 4. Morningside is averaging 84.5 points per game and allows 76.2 points per contest while converting 48.8% of its field goals. Mustangs allow teams to make 45.2% of their shots and are out-rebounding teams 36 to 32.3. Danny Rudine scores 20.3 points per game and takes in 4.9 rebounds while dishing out over 3 assists per game. Rudine is making 50% of his field goals and is 63 of 134 from the 3-point line for 47%. He's the leader in free throws made and attempted, and shooting percentage for the team at 140 for 158 as well, for 88.6% success. Kyle Nichols scores 12.5 points per game with 6.3 rebounds. Steve O'Neill is averaging 12.5 points per game. He is the team leader in assists with 4.5 per game. Tanner Miller adds 9.5 points per game. Andrew Christian comes off of the bench to score 6.5. The Defender men are 24-2 this season, 15-1 in the GPAC. Dort College has won 8 games in a row since suffering a GPAC setback to Morningside in Sioux City on January 8. Dort College has scored 100 or more points on 6 occasions and has scored 90 or more 16 times on the way to a 90 points per game average. Opponents are scoring 76.1 points per contest this season against Dort College. The Defenders have a 41.7 to 31.0 rebounding advantage through 26 games and have converted 49.2% of the field goals that they have tried. Foes have made 44.3%. Dort College is 167 of 441 from the 3-point line for 37.9% success. Foes are 199 of 524 for 38.0%. Five Dort College players are averaging double figures. Kyle Lindberg leads with 16.3 points per game. Dalton Franken adds 15.8. Austin Kochi is at 14.7. Nathan Rindles and Tyler Waltersdorf convert 11.6 and 11.1 points per game, respectively. David Nenherter adds 6.8 points per game. Alex Terpstra is averaging 5.7. Brian Sumner puts in 4.2. Let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they will. Let's start with Morningside and Coach Jim Sykes' crew. They will start number 3, Danny Rudine, a 6'3 senior from Sioux City, Iowa, averaging 20.3 points per game. Steve O'Neill, a 6'1 junior from Council Bluffs, averaging 12.5 points per game. Ryan Techmeyer is a 6-foot freshman from Davenport, Nebraska, averaging 4.6 points per outing. Tanner Miller wears number 21. He's a 6'1 junior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 9.5 points per game. Number 44 is Kyle Nickel. He's a 6'6 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 12.5 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders and Coach Ross Dahma, number 15 is Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 11.6 points per contest. Number 21 is Austin Kochi, a 6'4 senior from Orange City, averaging 14.7 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida. He averages 16.3 points per contest. He wears number 31. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 15.8 points per game. And Tyler Waltersdorf is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 11.1 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Now our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Last time these two teams met was in early January, and that was a game won by the Morningside Mustangs 100-96. Dort College fell behind by double figures early in the second half, closed to within two in the closing moments before Morningside sealed the win with a lay-in at the buzzer. Danny Rudine led the Mustangs with 24. Steve O'Neill added 17. Austin Koch, he topped Dort College with 24. Kyle Lindberg at 22. Nathan Rindles added 14. Tyler Waltersdorf had 9 in the loss. Morningside is coming off of a 91-75 win over Midland on Saturday in Sioux City. The Mustangs were up 47-30 at halftime. Kyle Nickel was 9 of 11 from the floor for 24 points. Danny Rudine added 19 points, and it was 7 of 10 from the deck. Steve O'Neill scored 13. Andrew Christian came off of the bench to score 11. Tanner Miller contributed 10. Morningside had a 27-25 rebounding edge and shot 66% from the floor in that win. Dort College beat Dakota Wesleyan 1 week ago tonight, 100-90 here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Nathan Rindles led the team with 23. He grabbed 7 rebounds and had 4 assists. Austin Kochi and Kyle Lindberg each added 20. Tyler Waltersdorf was good for 16. Dalton Franken completed the double-digit scoring with List with a 10. David Denherter shared game honors and rebounds with Lindberg at 11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. So the Dort College women fall in the opener this evening, 74-52. The Dort College men looking for a split this evening. Opening tap controlled by the Mustangs, and we are underway with basketball. Mustangs have it on the left side. Mustangs with those unique numbers with just the white outline. They run a cut down the middle of the lane, and Danny Rudine gets the easy lay-in. And the Mustangs lead it 2-0. With the basketball right side, Nathan Rindles. Rindles out front. Dalton Franken has it tipped away from him momentarily. He regains possession of it. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball left side, Kochi. Kochi underneath it goes to Lindberg. Lindberg spins against Nickel. Nickel, his shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nickel. Nickel with the basketball. Comes over to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill with it on the left wing. O'Neill passes to Miller. Tanner Miller looking for Rudine. Miller's going to drive. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Tanner Miller with the second field goal of the night for Morningside. And the Mustangs make it 4-0. Coming back the other way is Nathan Rindles. Rindles shot no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Nathan will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Dort College trails 4-0. Well, a bit of an upset at the Corn Palace this evening in women's basketball. Dakota Wesleyan upends Northwestern 97-76 in women's basketball. First free throw by Rindles is up and good. We'll get you all of the women's basketball scores at halftime of the men's contest. Second free throw by Rindles is up and through, so Nathan makes it a 4-2 ball game. Dort College trailing by a deuce. Morningside basketball. Steve O'Neill with it out front. O'Neill passes right side. They feed it down low. Nickel. Nickel shot blocked. Gets his own rebound back. Shot short-armed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton Franken up the floor. Drives in. Right-handed layup. No good. Rebound taken down by Kachi. Kachi's going to drive in. Puts it up. Shot is no good. We've got three officials with their hands up in the air. They all looked at each other. And finally it was Ron Jackson who calls the charging foul, much to the dismay of the Dort College fans. That foul is going to go on Austin Kachi. Kachi picks up his first personal foul. Mustang basketball with it is Tanner Miller. Three-pointer on the way is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles up the floor with it for the defenders. Nathan feeds left side Tyler. Tyler goes back over to Nathan Rindles. Rindles out front to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it right side. Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff trying to drive in. His shot no good, but a foul on the play. He's going to go on Tanner Miller. Miller picks up the personal. It's his first. O'Neill was called for the other foul. And now free throws on the way for Tyler Walterstorff. So Tyler Walterstorff will shoot a pair of free throws. First free throw on the way for the junior from Sioux Center is up and good. Hung on the rim and fell through for the defenders. Another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. So Dort College, all of their points so far coming from the free throw line. ...18-10 remaining in the contest. In the first half, that is. Another free throw coming. This one's up and too strong, no good by Walterstorff. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Mustangs come up the floor. They pass it left side to Rudine. Rudine's going to drive in, puts it up, and a foul called on Walterstorff. That's foul number one on him. So free throws on the way for Danny Rudine, and if this is any indication, we're going to shoot a bunch of free throws. Both teams wanted to put it on the deck and take it to the hoop. Danny Rudine, an 89% free throw shooter. He has shot 158 of them this season, has made 140, and now he's made 141. Another free throw on the way for Rudine, trying to open up a three-point advantage for the Mustangs. This one's up and good as well, so Rudine makes them both. It's 6-3. Checking out of the contest will be O'Neill. Checking in is Blake Van Ginkle. 2 minutes into the contest, Morningside has gone to their bench. Rindles passes left side Tyler Walterstorff. Gives it up Franken. Franken used up his dribble. Passes into the corner Rindles. Rindles goes baseline. Has it stripped. Taken away by Nickel. Nickel comes up with a loose basketball. Morningside coming back the other way. Techmeyer. Techmeyer will drive in. Techmeyer stops. Dumps it underneath Nickel. Nickel shot no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. Beg your pardon. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Morningside basketball. They ask for the shot clock to be reset, and it is. Morningside to throw the ball in. They get it in over the top to Blake Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle with the basketball. He gives it up. Techmeyer. Techmeyer goes to Miller. Tanner Miller on the left wing. Tanner Miller gives it up Rudine. Rudine to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, Rudine. Rudine with the basketball gives it up Miller. Miller's going to drive, and he is fouled on the play by Dalton Franken. That's foul number one on Franken. Morningside will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass left side goes to Rudine. Rudine, kick out pass. Three on the way by Van Ginkel is up and good. Van Ginkel makes it a 9-3 lead for the Mustangs. Then Lindbergh down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shot off of the mark. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by Door College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball. 17:04 left to go. And the Mustangs have it out front. Steve O'Neill. I beg your pardon, that's Techmeyer. Techmeyer with it on the left wing. Techmeyer has it at the top of the key. Comes to Rudine. Morningside with a 9-3 advantage. With it on the left side is Van Ginkel. He hit a three moments ago. Van Ginkel with it off the dribble. He picks it up now. Passes over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer in between the circles out front. Techmeyer is going to drive in. Stops. Looking for the cutter. Instead comes back over to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel drives in. And we've got a charging foul called on Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel whistled for the charge. 16:34 remaining. Dort College will get the basketball back, trailing 9-3. So Morningside out of the chute quickly. Dort College has to score their first field goal yet, trailing by 6. Bringing the basketball up will be Rindles. Rindles has it across the timeline. He passes right side to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left side, Kachi. Kachi catches, fires three. Good. Austin Kachi with a three-point basket. Dort College trails 9-6. Mustang basketball. Mustangs bring it into the front court. With it on the right side is O'Neill. O'Neill with the basketball to Techmeyer. Techmeyer, Rudine. Rudine's going to get a lane to the basket. Picks up his dribble as he had it stripped away from him. Kick out pass comes back over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer to O'Neill. O'Neill's going to drive in, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders before the shot. That's going to go on Frank, and that's number two on him. Brian Sumner will check into the ballgame. Franken will check out. Inbounding the basketball will be Steve O'Neill. O'Neill to trigger it. And the Mustangs have the basketball. This is Danny Rudine. Rudine on the perimeter, three, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by the Mustangs. Shot on the way, no good, but a foul on the play called on Dort College on the putback. Foul's going to go on Kyle Lindbergh. That's his first. Team foul number 5. Free throws on the way for Morningside and Andrew Christian. Shot on the way is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Christian, trying to make it a 11-6 ball game. And Christian's free throw is up and good. Christian makes them both. He's 67% free throw shooter, and he makes it a 5-point difference. Dort College trailing by 5. Out front with it is Rindles. Rindles, Kachi, Kachi, 3, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. Morningside up and running with it. Rudine. Rudine with it on the right side. He's got it at the free throw line. Hesitates. Drops it off. Right side. Christian. Baseline jumper. No good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the front court. Kyle Lindbergh crosses his man over. Drives in. Left-handed layup. No good. Rebound taken away. Den Herter. Den Herter fouled on the play. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So David Den Herter will shoot a pair. So Den Herter will shoot two with his team trailing 11-6. Den Herter, a 71% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. Too strong. No good. Dort College showing a little bit of rust from the weak layoff. Sometimes you'll have that. Morningside, by comparison, had a game on Saturday where they shot lights out. Van Ginkel is out. Checking back in is Tanner Miller. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter. Den Herter's free throw is up and good. So Den Herter makes 1 of 2. Dort College is now 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Dort College trails 11-7. Mustang basketball, Rudine. Rudine, kick out. Christian. Christian, 3. Good. Andrew Christian averaging 6.5 points per game. He's got 5 already. Dort College trails 14-7. With the basketball is Kachi. Kachi's going to put it on the floor. Double teamed. Comes back outside to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles floats it up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Mustangs coming up with the basketball. Bringing it up is O'Neal. O'Neal to Miller. Miller puts it up with the left hand. Good. Tanner Miller with 4 points. Mustangs lead 16-7. 16-7 our score. Rindles with it on the left side. He comes back over to Sumner. Sumner looking down low. Den Herter. Den Herter reversal. Rindles. Rindles into the lane. Ball's tipped. And now a foul called on Kyle Lindbergh. And Lindbergh has just picked up his second. Foul number 2 on Lindbergh with 14:20 remaining. So foul on the play called on Lindbergh, and Dort College has 2 players on the bench with 2 fouls each. 14:20 and counting, first half. Mustang basketball, left side is Rudine. Rudine passes to Miller. Miller drives in, hesitates, his shot no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles, here comes Dort College. Rindles with a head full of steam, drives in with the right hand, no good. Rebound tipped, saved by Terpstra, gets it Rindles. Rindles, Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up. Draws a lot of contact, no call made. Here comes Morningside. Mustangs off and running. They feed it Christian. Christian layup, good. Andrew Christian with 7 points, and the Mustangs open up an 11-point lead at 18-7. With the basketball is Walthersdorf. Tyler with it, and Tyler is fouled on the play by Andrew Christian. Andrew Christian whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on him. Team foul number 5 on the Mustangs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing. 3-pointer on the way, no good by Terpstra. Terpstra gets the return pass from Sumner on the offensive rebound. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner with it on the right side looking for Den Herter. Rindles still has his dribble. Passes left side, Terpstra. Terpstra puts it up and he's fouled on the play. Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Dort College trails 18-7. So 2 free throws on the way for Terpstra. 18-7, Dort College down 11. First free throw by Terpstra is up and through. Dort College has Franken on the bench with 2 personals and Kyle Lindbergh on the bench with a pair of personals as well. 13-13 left to play. First half, Dort College trails 18-8. Terpstra's free throw is up and good. Terpstra makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 18-9. 13:09 remaining, first half. Mustang basketball. Mustangs have it. This is Steve O'Neal. O'Neal to Christian. Christian with the basketball. Christian to Miller. Miller with the ball. Miller guarded there by Sumner. Miller driving. Kick out pass, 3 is short, no good. There for the weak side rebound, though, is Steve O'Neal. O'Neal grabs it after drew no iron. Shot is up, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walthersdorf. Here comes Dort College. Walthersdorf ahead to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball back to Tyler on the right wing. Tyler Walthersdorf driving in, draws a lot of contact. Shot is good. It fell through, Den Herter did not touch it. So they'll give Walthersdorf the 2-point basket. Dort College trails 18-11. Mustang basketball. They drive in. Ball is loose. Picked up by Christian. Christian is fouled on the play. And the foul is going to go on the Dort College defenders. ...12:13 remaining. Andrew Christian will go to the free throw line. And he'll shoot a pair of free throws. So Christian fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. Another free throw coming. So So he makes both free throws. Our score. Christian made both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail by nine. With it on the left side is Walterstorff. Walterstorff puts it up, and he's called for traveling. Travel violation called on the Dort College defenders. 20-11, Dort College. Down nine. With it up front is Techmeyer. Techmeyer gives it to Rudine. Rudine with it in the left corner. Pass comes right side. Down to the baseline. Shot on the way is up and good. 2-point basket for Techmeyer. Well, they're going to give him a three. 23-11. Techmeyer makes it a 12-point ball game. 11:35 and counting. First half. Kachi to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra feeds it to Den Herter. Den Herter with the basketball. Jump hook in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Nickel. Here comes Morningside. Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the right side to Rudine, and Rudine commits the foul on the charge. Rudine whistled for the personal. That's going to be called a charge. 23-11, our score. Terpstra will take his spot on the block. That's foul number one on Rudine. With it out front is Kachi. Kachi in between the circles. Kachi comes right side to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh back over to Franken. Franken puts it up off the glass. Good. Dalton Franken with a 2-point basket. It's 23-13. Dort College trailing by 10. Driving in. Shot on the way is off the glass. Good. Steve O'Neill with a 2-point basket. It's 25-13. 25-13, our score. And we've got a foul called on the sideline. No, it's going to be off of Morningside. Dort College checking new players into the game. Lindbergh is in. Rendles is in. Kachi, Sumner, Franken. Kachi with it on the right side. He drives in, free throw line, back over to Sumner. Sumner three, missed it, no good. Fight for the rebound is taken out by Morningside. Morningside coming back the other way. Mustangs have it. This is O'Neill. O'Neill comes back left side. Three on the way is good for Rudine. Rudine with seven. Dort College trails 28-13. Down to the baseline is Franken. Franken, baseline jumper is good. Franken's 2-point basket is good. It's 28-15. Baseline jumper is up and good for, well, the seal for Nickel. Nickel's 2-point bucket is good. 30-15, Dort College trails. Lindbergh with it out front. Lindbergh passes to Sumner. Sumner, Franken, Franken, three. Good. Dalton Franken with a 3-point basket. He's got seven. Dort College trails 30-18. This is KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM, 9:42 remaining in the first half. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Shot on the way is up and good for O'Neill. O'Neill makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. That foul was called on Brian Sumner. Sumner whistled for the personal. Another free throw on the way. He is up and good. Steve O'Neill makes both free throws. He's got four. And the Mustang lead is 32-18. 32-18, our score. With the basketball, they go Franken. Franken, free throw line jumper, good. Dalton Franken with another two. He's got nine. Dort College trails 32-20. 9:18 remaining, first half. Pass goes right side, Techmeyer. Techmeyer, Nickel, and Nickel's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders, down a dozen. Well, there's still plenty of time left in this one. But the Dort College defenders They're going to have to battle with some foul trouble. Dalton Franken has caught fire to help carry the defenders right now. And the North College defenders trail by a dozen. Bringing the basketball up is Rindles. Rindles over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner goes back over to Rindles. Gets it back over to Sumner right wing. This is Franken. Franken, 15-footer, another one. Dalton Franken with 11. North College trails 32-22. Hot front with the basketball is Andrew Christian. Christian feeds it right side over to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle gets it into the corner with the pull-up is Tettmeyer. Tettmeyer shot no good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. He gives it away. Franken. Franken with the basketball. 17-footer with somebody in his face. Shot no good, but there for the rebound is Sumner. Sumner with a two-point basket. The North College defenders scratching and clawing their way back in this one. They trail 32-24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to the Mustangs. Back with more in a moment. 32-24, North College trails by 8. Mustang basketball, 8:31 left to go, first half. Mustangs will bring it up, Tanner Miller. Miller with it right side. Miller goes over to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle to Nickel. And Nickel gets the shot to go. He's fouled. They'll call a block on Den Herter. They say Den Herter was inside the charge arc underneath the hoop. And Kyle Nickel will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. And David Den Herter has just picked up foul number two. Kyle Nickel, a 76% free throw shooter. 34-24, Morningside leading by 10 again. So the free throw on the way for Nickel. Nickel's free throw is up and good. So Nickel, a sophomore in terms of basketball. This is his second year with Morningside after playing a year of football as a freshman. Rindles driving in. His layup is good. Nathan Rindles with 4 points. York College trails 35-26. With the basketball, left side is Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle lob pass to Nickel. Nickel will try to back his way in. Comes back over to Rudine. Rudine outside Miller. Miller, three, no good. And we've got a foul called on the play against Andrew Christian. He's just picked up number two. Andrew Christian pretty active off of the bench. He's got 9 points. But he will pick up his second personal foul, and Dort College will walk the other way and shoot free throws, trailing by 9. Opportunity to cut into the lead with Austin Kachi at the charity stripe. Christian checks out of the contest. Checking in is Steve O'Neill. Alex Terpster will check in for the defenders as well. Free throw on the way for Kachi. He is up and good. Austin Kachi with 4 points. He's got another one coming. 35-27, Dort College down 8. A second free throw on the way for Kachi. Kachi, the senior from Orange City, makes them both, and Dort College is back to within 7 at 35-28. Kachi with 5 points. Dort College trailing by 7. Morningside basketball, O'Neill. O'Neill goes right side, Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle gives it up, Miller. Lob pass, down low, Nickel. Nickel, hook shot in the lane, is up, hangs on the rim, won't go through. Rebound taken away by Terpstra. Terpstra to Rindles, and Rindles is called for the travel violation. Rindles whistled for the travel. He was forced into it by Steve O'Neill. They pass it into the corner, Miller. Miller gives it up. Driving in is Rudine. Rudine, right-handed layup, good. Rudine with 9, and Dort College trails 37-28. Dort College basketball, Walterstorff, 7:20 left to play, first half. Walterstorff will drive in, and he's going to be called for a carry. And Brooks Wells makes that call out front. Morningside basketball, Steve O'Neill to bring it up. O'Neill to Miller. Miller takes it across half court. Miller on the left side, gives it to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill to Miller. Miller on the right side. Miller with the basketball, lobs it down low. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Bryce Cook. Cook with a two-point basket. Morningside's lead is back to 11 at 39-28. North College surrendering too many points in this first half. Second week in a row we've seen that. With it on the right side, Rindles. Rindles, a jump stop. His shot no good. but a pushing foul called on Morningside. That's going to go on Tanner Miller, and I believe that's number two on him. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Alex Terpstra. Terpstra, 2-for-2 from the free throw line thus far. Kachi and Waltersdorf check out. Lindberg is back in along with then Herter and Frank, and Terpstra and Rindles remain on the floor. So another free throw on the way, a set of free throws hopefully for Terpstra. First one is good. Terpstra with another one coming. 39-29, pending the second free throw. So another free throw on the way for Terpstra. Dort College trailing by 10. Second free throw, that one's going to be short, no good, and it's a 10-point ball game. 39-29, Dort College, couple players on the floor with two fouls each. They are Franken and Lindberg. Pass comes out front, Techmeyer. Techmeyer over the basketball. Techmeyer in between the circles. Comes right side, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel with the basketball. Van Ginkel drives in, his left-handed layup, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Franken. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court with the basketball is Lindberg. Lindberg, Franken. Franken into the corner, Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline, and we have a blocking foul called on Techmeyer. And Rindles will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Nathan Rindles. Rindles, the sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another free throw for Rindles. Rindles with 5 points. So Dort College back to within single digits. Let's see if they can continue to trim this lead down. Rindles makes both free throws. Dort College trails 39-31. 6:15 and counting. First half. Into the front court is O'Neal. O'Neal in between the circles. O'Neal back out front, Rudine. Rudine guarded there by Rindles. Pass comes out front. That's a new player for Morningside. They give it off to O'Neal. O'Neal drives in. Terpstra comes away with a rebound of the missed shot. It was partially blocked as well. Rindles with the basketball. No-look pass, Lindberg. Lindberg to Den Herter, and Den Herter is fouled on the play by Bryce Cook. Cook commits the personal. David Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 39-31 our score. So Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one on the way for the junior from Sioux Center is off the heel, no good. Another one on the way for Den Herter. 5:48 left to go in the first half. Still time for Dort College to cut into the 8-point lead. Second free throw by Den Herter is up and through. So Den Herter today is 2-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort College trails 39-32. Mustang basketball. Rudine brings it up. Morningside will go to a set play. They feed it left side. Nickel. Nickel puts it up in traffic. His shot is good. Dort College fans wanted to travel. 41-32 our score. Rindles hesitates. Kick out, Lindberg, reversal, Franken, Franken into the corner, Terp, Terp, three, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken, Franken hands it off, Den Herter, layup good. Den Herter with 4 points, Dort College trails 41-34. Morningside basketball, driving in Rudine, picks up his dribble, feeds it out front, O'Neal, O'Neal, three, no good. Rudine gets the long rebound out near the free throw stripe, comes back over, left side to O'Neal. O'Neal with the basketball. O'Neal to Rudine. Rudine driving in. And we have a pushing foul called on the defenders. That's going to go on Alex Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for the personal. It's his first. Rudine will go to the free throw line where he's 2-for-2 already. He's got 9 points tonight. And he'll go to the free throw line for a pair. So Rudine shooting a pair. First one is up and good. Kachi is in, Terpstra is out, Waltersdorf is in, Den Herter is out. 8-point ball game, 34-42, pending the second free throw. With the basketball is Rudine. Rudine, his free throw is good. Rudine, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Dort College trails by 9, 43-34. Dort College has been no closer than 7 recently. with the right side is Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf looking down low. They get it Lindberg. Lindberg working against Nickel. Lindberg shot no good. There for the tap-in attempt, no good by Rindles. Rebound taken away by Nickel. Nickel, long pass into the front court. They get it to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel shot blocked on the drive by Steve O'Neill. Lindberg able to swat it away. Right side pass to Rindles. Rindles layup good. Nathan Rindles with 8 points. The assist to Franken and silencing the crowd coming back the other way with a two-point basket is Rudine. Rudine has 13. Dort College trails 45-36. With it is Franken. His step through is no good. And it's up, lodged in between the glass and the rim. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Morningside basketball. Rindles is going to have to check out. He needs a breather. 4:07 remaining in the first half. 45-36, Dort College down 9. Inbounding will be Austin Kachi. Kachi to throw it in. Kachi looking to trigger. And he throws over the top, gets it to Brian Sumner. Dort College down 9. They need a bucket to keep pace. Reminds me of last week with Dakota Wesleyan. Lindberg backing his way in. His baby hook with the right hand is good. 45-38. Dort College down 7. Morningside basketball. Right side with it is Rudine. Rudine working on Kachi. Comes back. Is stolen by Sumner. Sumner steps into the passing lane. He comes away with it. Dort College basketball. Tyler Walthersdorf. Tyler Walthersdorf's going to drive in. His shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Morningside and Van Ginkel. A late whistle on the play. Dort College now with an opportunity to cut the lead down to 5. 45-38, our score, 3:37 remaining. Two free throws on the way for Tyler Walthersdorf. First free throw on the way by Tyler is up. That one's going to be short, no good. This will be the 18th free throw shot by Dort College in this half. Right now they're 12 for 17 by my count. Second free throw by Tyler is up. That one's going to be off the heel, no good, but we have a lane violation called against Morningside, and Dort College with another chance. Lane violation on the Mustangs. So another free throw on the way for Walthersdorf. This one's up, and Tyler kicks that one off the heel, no good. Morningside coming back the other way with a 7-point lead. Morningside with the basketball. On the right side they go, Rudine. Rudine down to the baseline, and it's tipped out of bounds by Tyler Walthersdorf. And the Mustangs will inbound the basketball. I believe this is O'Neill tossing it in. He throws it in over the top. With it is Rudine. And the ball is going to be kicked out of bounds by Tyler Walthersdorf all the way down on the other baseline. So Dort College misses the opportunity at a steal. Alex Terpstra will check into the ballgame. Kyle Lindberg will check out. Dort College on defense. ...45-38, Dort College down 7. And the Mustangs will bring the basketball up. Steve O'Neill takes it up, 3:17 remaining in the first half. Morningside has been up by as many as double digits. Pass into the corner, down to the baseline. Baseline jumper by O'Neill is good. O'Neill with 6, Dort College trails 47-38. Coming back the other way is Rindles. Rindles against O'Neill. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Morningside. Here come the Mustangs. Van Ginkel with it. Right side. They give it back out. Right wing. Nothing there. Rudine. Rudine three. Buries it. Danny Rudine with the three-point bucket. And the Mustangs lead by a dozen. 50-38. Not that long ago, Dort College had a chance to cut it to 5. Tyler Walthersdorf answers with a 3 of his own. Tyler Walthersdorf with 6 points. Dort College trails 50-41. 2:27 left to go in the first half. Answering with a 2 is O'Neill. O'Neill pull-up jumper right wing. 52-41. North College down 11. 2:15 and counting. Left side, Tyler. Tyler, another three. That one's good. Three-point basket by Tyler Walterstorff. North College trails 52-44. Coming back the other way is O'Neal, and O'Neal is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Walterstorff. That is his second, so he is the fourth Dort College player to pick up his second foul. 52-44, Morningside is up by eight. O'Neal to the free throw line, where he has made 85% of his free throw tries this season. David Denherter is going to check back into the game for the defenders. O'Neal makes the free throw. It skipped around and fell through, trying to extend it back to a double-digit lead. J.D. Bohr is going to check in. Alex Terpstra will check out. On the floor for the defenders, it's Denherter, Kachi, Bohr, Sumner, and Rindles. Patrick Knobloch still unavailable. He's not in uniform tonight. Backup point guard for the defenders. Shot no good by O'Neal, but the long rebound coming down with it for the Mustangs was Keithan Karn. Pass into the corner. Mustangs leading by 9, 53-44. 25 on the shot clock. O'Neal off the ball screen. Drops it off. Layup is good. Bryce Cook with a two-point basket. 55-44. Morningside by 11. Into the front court with the basketball is Rindles. Rindles left side, Sumner. Sumner with it on the wing. Sumner gives it up to Denherter. Denherter, Kachi. Kachi, three, no good. Rebound, Denherter. Denherter back over to Kachi. Kachi, jump stop. His shot is good. Austin Kachi with the two-point bucket. He's got seven. Dort College trails 55-46. Mustang basketball. Mustangs have it. O'Neal. O'Neal feeds Van Ginkle left wing while beyond the three-point line. 1:10 remaining in the half. O'Neal with the basketball. O'Neal at the free throw line. His shot no good. Rebound Denherter. Gets it ahead. Rindles. Here comes Dort College with a chance to cut the nine-point lead down. Rindles with a right-handed layup. Good. Nathan Rindles with 10 points. Dort College trails 55-48. Dort College down 7, 51 seconds remaining. Sumner on the defense on the wing. They go instead right wing over to Karn. Karn with the basketball. Now Sumner guarding Van Ginkle out front. This is O'Neal. O'Neal guarded by J.D. Bohr. 14 to shoot. Left side, Rudine. Rudine guarded by Rindles. Rudine gets a ball screen. Steps behind the three-point line. Comes back to O'Neal. O'Neal, three, no good. Rebound in Herder. Over to Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Pressing the issue, Sumner. Sumner, J.D. Bohr. Bohr back over to Sumner. Dort College will hold for one shot. 15 seconds left to play in the half. 55-48. Dort College by 7. 10 to shoot. 7 seconds, 6, 5, Kachi, three-pointer, man in his face, shot no good, rebound tap, no good, and that's the end of the first half. Morningside, 55, Dort College, 48. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The North College defenders trailing 55-48 at halftime. Here are your numbers for the first half of play. Morningside 19 of 37 from the floor, 51.4%, 5 of 11 on threes, 45.5%, 12 for 13 on free throws, 92.3%. For Dort College, 16 of 37 from the floor, 43.2%, 4 of 11 on threes, 36.4%, 12 for 18 on free throws, 66.7%. Dort College has out-rebounded Morningside 23-19. Turnovers, Morningside 5, Dort College 6. For the Dort College defenders, Dalton Franken leads the way with 11. Nathan Rindles has 10. Franken, 5 of 8 from the floor. 7 points each for Austin Kachi and Tyler Walterstorff. 6 points for David Denherter. 3 for Alex Terpstra. 2 for Brian Sumner. And 2 for Kyle Lindberg. For the Mustangs, Danny Rudine has 16 points. 9 for Steve O'Neill. 7 for Kyle Nickel, 9 for Andrew Christian. 9 for Steve O'Neill, 4 for Tanner Miller, 3 for Blake Van Ginkle, 4 for Bryce Cook. Dalton Franken has 4 rebounds, Alex Terpstra has 4 rebounds, David Denherter has 6, Nathan Rindles and Austin Kachi with three apiece. For the Mustangs, four rebounds each for Steve O'Neill and Kyle Nickel, three for Bryce Cook, two for Tanner Miller. Steve O'Neill has four assists for the Mustangs. Danny Rudine has three. Dalton Franken has two assists for the defenders. Dort College has one steal. Morningside has two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Women's basketball from earlier tonight. It was Morningside over Dort, 74-52. Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan, 82-47. Concordia, 78-77 winner over Midland. Dakota Wesleyan over Northwestern, 97-76. Mount Marty over Briarcliff, 88-77. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That means the women's basketball standings look like this at the moment. Northwestern drops to 14-3. Concordia improves to 15-3. Hastings is now 14-3. Morningside goes to 13-4. Midland falls to 9-8. Dakota Wesleyan is 9-9. Briarcliff is 7-10. Doan was not playing tonight, so they hold at 6-11. Dort College is 5-12. Mount Marty improves to 3-15. Nebraska Wesleyan is 0-17. Next up for the Dort College basketball teams, they travel to Lincoln, Nebraska this weekend when they will face Nebraska Wesleyan. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 55-48, Dort College, down by 7 at the half. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action from the DeWitt right after this. Morningside basketball as we start the second half of play. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Shot in the lane, no good by the Mustangs. Here comes Dort College and Nathan Rindles. Dort College down 7. 55-48, Rindles into the lane, his shot no good. Rebound, the run out intended for Miller. Miller driving the other way. His layup with the right hand is good. Tanner Miller with a two-point basket. Morningside draws first blood in the second half, 57-48. With the basketball out front is Walthersdorf. Dort College is down 9. They get it back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Nathan with it. Right side, Tyler Walthersdorf. Tyler with it on the right wing. Tyler goes to Rindles. Rindles trying to post up. Passes back over to Franken. Franken circles around. His layup is good. Dalton Franken with 13. Dort College trails 57-50. Mustang basketball. With it up front is O'Neill. O'Neill three, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Nathan Rindles will bring the basketball into the front court for the defenders. Rindles with it. His team down 7. That's where we started the half at, the second half at. With it out front, Franken, Franken, Kachi, Kachi on the right wing. Kachi tries to feed it down low and coming around to front the post and getting it away is Kyle Nickel. Coming back the other way is Steve O'Neill. O'Neill driving in and we've got a bailout call. Foul called on the play against the defenders and Tyler Walthersdorf. That's three on Walthersdorf. 18:38 remaining in the ballgame. 57-50 our score. And shooting free throws will be Steve O'Neill. O'Neill with the left hand. His layup, his free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. It's 10 points tonight for O'Neill. Another free throw for O'Neill. This one's up and good. O'Neill makes them both. It's 59-50. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Rindles. Rindles with it over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it. Walthersdorf on the left wing. Dort College down 9. Kachi with the basketball. Dort College hasn't been closer than 7. With it on the left wing is Lindbergh. Lindbergh working in. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. Back over to Kyle. Kyle loses it. Picks it up. Layup good. Kyle Lindbergh with 4 points. Dort College trails 59-52. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Tanner Miller. Miller with it on the left wing. Miller to Tettmeyer. Tettmeyer with 3 points today. He's running the point. Pass comes right side. Spin move. Kick out pass. O'Neill. O'Neill driving in. Ball's deflected. Taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes North College, trailing by seven. Franken into the front court. Franken into the corner. Kachi. Kachi, three ball. Got it. Three-point basket, Austin Kachi. He's got 10. North College trails 59-55. Coming back the other way, the layup for Kyle Nickel. Nickel gets the shot to go, and he is fouled on the play. He's got 9 points. He'll go to the free throw line for one. That foul gets called on Tyler Waltersdorf, and North College had a player waiting at the bench to check in, and they couldn't get him in. There wasn't a stoppage in play. And Waltersdorf picks up his fourth personal in the process, so Tyler will spend significant time on the bench now. With his team down 61-55, pending a free throw by Kyle Nickel. Nickel's free throw on the way is up and good. Nickel makes the free throw. He's got 10, and the defenders trail 62-55. 7 point difference. Morningside up. 17:35 left to play in the half. That's in the ballgame. With it out front is Rendles. Rendles on the right wing, picks up his dribble. Nathan looking for someone to pass to. Gets it left side. Kachi. Kachi is fouled on the play. And they will inbound the basketball on the sideline. That foul is going to go on Andrew Christian, and that is his third. Kachi to throw it in with his team trailing by seven. North College moments ago had it down to four. With it out front, Rendles. Rendles on the right side. Guarded there by Miller. Trying to pass it down low, and coming away with it is Rudine. Stolen back by Rendles. Here comes North College. Rendles with it right side. Drives in. Shot no good. And a blocking foul called on Kyle Nickel, and he can't believe it. It's the first foul Nickel's been called for all night. To the free throw line to shoot will be Rendles. Nathan Rendles to shoot. Two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. He can trim it to a five-point ball game. First free throw by Nathan is good. He's got 11. 62-56. Another free throw coming. Second free throw by the sophomore from Boulder. This one's up and through as well. So Rendles is 6-for-6 from the free throw line. North College trails 62-57. 17 minutes up to go in the contest. Left side, Rudine. Rudine up front to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller to Techmeyer. Techmeyer, Rudine. Rudine, hesitation, shot no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here's Rendles. Rendles driving up the floor. Kick out over to Kachi. Kachi, trailer, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, layup, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Nickel. Nickel whistled for his second. Two free throws on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with 4 points. So Kyle Lindbergh to shoot a pair. Free throw on the way for Lindbergh. He is up. Line drives it in. Another one on the way for Kyle Lindbergh. He's got five. A second free throw on the way for Lindbergh. 16:42 remaining in this ballgame. Second free throw for Lindbergh. Is short, no good. It's a four-point ball game again at 62-58. Techmeyer brings it up. Techmeyer on the left wing. He passes to Rudine. Rudine with it in the corner. They look down low for Nickel. Instead, they'll come back to the top of the key. Morningside basketball, O'Neill. O'Neill looking. O'Neill feeds it Nickel. And a reach-in foul called on Dalton Franken. That's going to be Dalton's third, I believe. Foul's going to go on Rendles instead, so that's foul number one on him. So no foul called. Initially, I thought it was a foul called on the defenders. They'll come to the scorer's table to sort it out. Ryan Techmeyer to inbound the basketball for the Mustangs. And the ball is inbounded over the top, nearly picked off. Christian comes up with it. Christian passes it back over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer will drive in. Throws himself into Lindbergh. Doesn't get the call, and now he commits the foul, laying flat on his back. Tried to trip up Den Herter on the rebound, and the Dort College defenders will come the other way with the basketball. Foul called on Techmeyer. That's on Nickel, and that's his third. I thought it was on Techmeyer, but they're going to call it on Nickel instead. Nickel has picked up three in the first 3.5 minutes or so of this second half. Dort College trailing 62-58. Lindbergh left side, Franken. Franken with it on the wing. Dalton with the basketball. He's going to drive in. Draws some contact. Hands it off to Den Herter. Den Herter layup good. David Den Herter with 6 points. Dort College trails 62-60. Coming back the other way, O'Neal. O'Neal with the basketball. O'Neal feeds it to Rudine. Rudine right side, O'Neal. O'Neal driving in, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders before the shot. That's going to go on Rindles. That's number one on him. 62-60, our score. 15:36 left to play in the contest. Ball's inbounded. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken, long pass into the front court. Here's Lindbergh. Lindbergh layup. Good. Tie game. 62-62. Lindbergh with the lay-in. And the Dort College defenders have fought back from the double-digit deficit. They have tied it at 15:25 left to go in the game. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders battling back from what was at one point a 15-point deficit at 30-15. Dort College has managed to tie it at 62-62 with 15:25 left to go in regulation. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Morningside basketball, bringing it up is Tanner Miller. Miller goes right side, Rudine. Rudine with it on the right wing. Morningside trying to silence the crowd. They feed it down low to Cook. Cook against Den Herter. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Kachi. Kachi to Rindles. Here comes Dort College in transition. Nathan, head full of steam. Layup no good. Tapped out, no good. Well, Den Herter with the tap out. Morningside comes away with it. Now they got the numbers. Back in defense is Franken. And a foul called before the shot, I believe. I don't think they'll give him the continuation. If it's on Franken, it's number three on him. Wow, they're going to give him two shots on that play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 62-62 our score. O'Neal shooting a pair. First one is up and through. As I said earlier in the game, he's an 85% free throw shooter. This will be his eighth free throw shot tonight. And by my count, he is 6 of 7, so he's shooting his eighth. Franken is out. Sumner is in. Sumner helped spark Dort College in the first half when things weren't going well. Another free throw on the way by O'Neal. This one's no good. Dort College trails 63-62. 14:46 left to play in the contest. With it on the right side, Rindles. Rindles, Lindbergh, Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi, three ball. Yes, three times. 13 for Kachi. Dort College leads 65-63. First lead of the ball game for the defenders. 14:30 remaining in regulation. Rudine's going to drive in. Dumps it off. Shot is blocked by Den Herter from behind, but a foul called before the play, before the shot. Or before Den Herter's block, I should say. So Kyle Lindbergh has just picked up his third. 65-63. First free throw is up and good for Drew Dow. That's Dow in the ballgame now for Morningside. He's made his first appearance. He's a 62% free throw shooter. Another one on the way, trying to tie it up at 65. Second free throw by Dow is off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Dort College leads 65-64. 14:15 remaining. Comes out left out front to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner in between the circles. Puts it on the floor one time, twice. He's on the left wing. Gets it into the corner, Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi, another one. No good. Sumner had it momentarily. It's taken by Dow on the rebound. Here comes Morningside with an opportunity to retake the lead. Rudine, three, missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles up the floor. Rindles pushing the issue. Gets it ahead to Den Herter, and Den Herter lost it, but it was last touched by Morningside. So Morningside tipped it out of bounds. With it is Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it Kachi. Kachi drives in. Layup right hand, left side, good. Kachi with a two-point basket. He's got 15. And the defenders have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 67-64. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. O'Neal with the drive. His layup, no good, but there for the tap-in is Christian. Christian with 11. Dort College leads 67-66. Terpstra reverses Sumner. Sumner, three. Yes! Three-point basket. Brian Sumner, he's got five, and the defenders lead 70-66. A foul called on the other end on the defenders. And the foul's going to go on Dort College. That's Alex Terpstra and his second. So two free throws on the way for the Mustangs and Danny Rudine. Rudine, a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line so far. Free throw is up by Rudine and good. 17 for Rudine. So Rudine can make it a 70-68 ball game with a made free throw here. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Rudine. Rudine with 18. 70-68. 70-68. Dort College leading by two. Rindles, spin move, layup, good. Nathan Rindles with 14 points. Coming back left side is Rudine. This is Ben Ginkel, and we have a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Dort College and J.D. Bohr. J.D. picks up his first personal. And Morningside will be in the bonus from here on out. So one-and-one opportunity here for Rudine. Don't want to send him to the free throw line, but Dort College having to match Morningside right now, bucket for bucket. Rudine with another free throw. 72-69 our score. This one's up and good as well, and Rudine makes it 72-70. 72-70, Dort College leading. Out front is J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr gets it left side to Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. It comes back over to Sumner. Another three. Yes, three times. Brian Sumner with 8 points. 75-70, Dort College leading. With it out front is Techmeyer. Techmeyer to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Answering a three. Yes. Miller with the three. He's got nine. 75-73. The Dort College defenders and Morningside Mustangs trading buckets. Rindles puts up the spinning shot. No good. And it's blocked out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. 75-73. The defenders. Dort College moments ago up by five. Sumner passes left side. J.D. Bohr. Post up Kachi. Kachi trying to back his way in. They bring the double team. Kachi, shot no good. On the spinner. Rebound taken away. With the basketball is Miller. Miller, layup, ties it up. 75-all. 75-75. 11:30 left to play in the game. Three-pointer answering is Rindles. Rindles with the three. 78-75, Dort College leading. Out front with the basketball is Techmeyer. Techmeyer to Miller. Miller with a basketball. Miller's going to drive in. It's down on the floor. Still loose. Jump ball. No, they're going to award Morningside a timeout. Nobody had possession of it. They're going to give Morningside the timeout. 78-75, Dort College by three. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Timeout, Morningside. They have three remaining. We're going to keep it right here. Seem to be having some internet problems and lots of problems this evening, so I apologize if I sound a bit distracted. It's because I am. Multitasking as much as possible. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. '78-'75, 11:20 remaining in this ballgame. Morningside inbounds. They get it into Rudine. Rudine with it out front. He's guarded by Boer. Rudine driving in. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by J.D. Boer. J.D. Boer gets it away to Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on the three-point lead. Ball's deflected out. Last touched by the Mustangs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. Right side is Austin Kachi. Bryce Skelhaus wiping some of the moisture up off of the floor. He'll retreat to the bench area. Dort College leading 78-75. On the right side is Kachi. Kachi to throw it in. Kachi gets it away. Rindles. They look for Kachi off the screen. Instead, they go to J.D. Boer on the left wing. J.D. wants nothing of it. He gets it back over to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi on the right wing. His shot for three. No good. Rebound tapped out. Kachi another one. This one's off the mark. No good. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Austin Kachi, a pair of three-point bucket attempts. Couldn't get either one to go. And the Morningside Mustangs will have the basketball. 10:40 remaining. With it out front is Techmeyer. Techmeyer gives it to Rudine, and we've got a hand check called on the defenders and J.D. Boer. J.D. Boer whistled for his second personal, and Danny Rudine will shoot more free throws. More free throws on the way for Rudine. Free throw by Rudine, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel out front with it, left side Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller looking for the pick and roll, instead has to give it to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel looking down low. Rudine missed the front end of a one-and-one moments ago. It's going to be double bonus time pretty soon for Morningside. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Rudine. Rudine out front, Techmeyer. Techmeyer might have traveled with it. No call made. Comes back over to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel to Dow. Dow, hook shot in the lane. Good. Drew Dow with 3 points. Dort College leads 78-77. 78-77, our score. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh has Franken. He finds Franken. Franken driving in. Cut the hoop, and he is fouled. Dalton Franken with 15 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 9:44 left to go. Dort College with a chance to extend the lead to four. So Dalton Franken to the free throw line. Shooting for the three-point play opportunity. Franken with 15. And 16. Franken makes the free throw. Dort College leads by four, 81-77. Morningside basketball. Out front, O'Neal. O'Neal, three, no good. Rebound, taken down by Sumner. Sumner over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the basketball. Lindbergh with it on the left side. Gives it Rindles. Rindles in the lane.
Oh, a couple of open, he's fouled!
83-77, Dort College in front. Dort College by six, 9:18 remaining, and Jim Sykes now up off of the bench. And as I've said in previous broadcasts, if as an official you feel like you've done your job when both teams are a bit unhappy, that's been the case this evening. 9:18 left to go, Dort College by six. Free throw on the way for Rindles, up and through. Nate with the three-point play. Nathan Rindles with 20. 86-84-77. Dort College leading. Down to the baseline is Dow. Dow with a dunk. Drew Dow with the slam dunk. Hung on the rim a little bit for good measure. Dort College leads 84-79. Comes over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles over to Franken. Franken gets it back over to Rindles. Rindles layup good. Nathan Rindles with a two-point basket. Out front with the ball. Nathan Rindles with 22. Shot is up and good. Answering is Miller. Miller with a two-point basket. 86-81. Rindles presses the issue. Sumner into the corner. Nathan. Nathan to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr gets it away. Back over to Sumner. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles, kick out pass. Franken. Franken, three. Yes. Oh, so nice. Dort College leads 89-81. Dort College pressing the lead out to eight. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Did you miss the
89-81 our score? And for those of you watching via the World Wide Web, we apologize for the problems. And a special thanks this evening to Katie Grease, who's doubling not only as camera operator, but hardware technician as well. And she's doing the job of a couple people this evening, the freshman from Sutton, Nebraska. So I thank you, Katie, for that. Andrew Dow, I beg your pardon, this is Andrew Christian. Andrew Christian inbounds the basketball, 8:15 and counting, ball game. Morningside with a basketball. They go left side to Dow. Ball deflected by Lindbergh. Picked up by Dow in the backcourt, and a travel violation. That turnover forced by hustling Kyle Lindbergh. Out front with the basketball is Kyle Lindbergh. He'll inbound it to the Dort College defenders. Nathan Rindles. Lindbergh back over to Sumner. Sumner over the ball. Sumner, left side, Kachi. Kachi on the left wing. He gets it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh backs his way in. They don't bring the double team. He hooks it in. Kyle Lindbergh with a two-point basket, 91-81. Dort College leading. A high-scoring affair. My goodness. O'Neal with the basketball. O'Neal passes left side. They get it to Miller. Underneath, Nickel is fouled on the play. And Ron Jackson makes the call. That's foul number four on Lindbergh, and that's going to be an issue yet before this is all said and done, and David Denherter is going to go to the scorer's table. Somewhere in the midst of this mess of notes, 11:30 left to go in the game, Dort College and Morningside were deadlocked at 75-75. 4 minutes later, Dort College outscores Morningside 16-6. Lindbergh will check out. David Denherter is in. First free throw was up and down for Nickel. Another one on the way for Nickel. Nickel with 11. And that one's off the front iron, bounces around and falls through for the sophomore from Pella, Iowa. Dort College by eight. Bringing the basketball up is Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi, left side, Franken. Franken back to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Zone defense applied here by the Mustangs. Left side it goes, Franken. Franken back over to Rindles. Rindles feeds it underneath to Franken. Franken can't make the shot. Here comes Morningside. Morningside trying to cut the eight-point lead down. Here's Rudine. Rudine, floater in the lane. It's good. Danny Rudine, two-point basket. He's got 22 by my count. Dort College leads 91-85. Here come the Mustangs. 6:55 left to go in the game. Nathan Rindles with the basketball. with the basketball. It goes to Franken. Franken jumper just short. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Morningside. Here comes Morningside with a chance to cut the lead down. Driving in. They kick it. Miller floater, good. Tanner Miller with a two-point basket. 91-87, Morningside on a 6-0 run. 6:24 left to go in this contest. Left side it goes Franken. Dort College has gotten a couple of shots by Franken last two possessions. They've been just short. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner to Kachi. Kachi out front. Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles with it on the left side. Comes back over to Franken. Franken, Rindles. Rindles, free throw line jumper in. Two-point basket by Rindles off the pull-up. Dort College leads 93-87. Dort College trying to stem the tide. Miller driving in, drops it off for Nickel. Nickel lay-in good. Kyle Nickel with 14. Dort College leads 93-89. Track meet this evening. Here's Kachi. Kachi kicks it into the corner. Sumner, Sumner, Franken, Franken. Baseline jumper good. Dalton Franken with another two. I can barely keep track. He's got 21, 95-89. In the lane is Miller. Miller with the basketball, O'Neal. O'Neal driving in, his layup, no good. Rebound taken down by Den Herter. Den Herter over to Rindles. Rindles does not have the numbers. Rindles is going in anyway. His shot is blocked. It's down on the floor, picked up by Nickel. Nickel with the basketball. Coming back the other way is Rudine. Rudine to Dow. Dow, pardon me, Christian. Christian dunk, good, 95-91. 5:01 remaining. Timeout on the floor, charge to Morningside. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break. Be back with more right after this. 5:01 left to go in the game. Dort College basketball. Morningside will show pressure. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Shootout at the OK Corral tonight. 95-91, Dort College leading. 5 minutes remaining after the timeout. Kachi to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf reverses Rindles. Rindles with the basketball on the left wing. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Waltersdorf at the free throw line. Attacks. Comes back right side Franken. Franken shoots the gap. Tries to find the player underneath, and it's taken away by Christian. Here comes Morningside Rudine. Rudine on the right wing, picks up his dribble. Pass comes back over to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller feeds it off to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. Back to Miller. Miller underneath. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And Andrew Christian, 67% free throw shooter, will go to the charity stripe for two. That's foul number four called on Franken. Kyle Lindbergh's going to check back into the ballgame for the defenders as Dort College rotates players with foul trouble. Andrew Christian with 13 points so far tonight, and he misses that one. Usually the averages don't lie when you get to this point of the season. Franken will check out of the ballgame. Checking in will be Lindbergh. In all honesty, I don't have any idea who's got points right now. My stat sheet is a mess. Christian makes one of two. It's 95-92. 4:17 and counting, ball game. Left side, Sumner. Sumner comes back over to Rindles. 2-3 zone applied by Morningside. Comes to Sumner. Sumner into the corner, Kachi. Kachi, three ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Tyler. Tyler puts it up. A lot of contact, no call made. Nickel with the basketball. Nickel gets it right side. Techmeyer. Techmeyer's going to be called for traveling. Well, the Dort College coaching staff unhappy on that last possession where Tyler Waltersdorf got the rebound and put it up, and certainly looked like he got fouled, but I am not always the most unbiased person in the world. Pass goes left side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, back out front, Rindles. Dort College needs a bucket. They lead by three. Sumner, high post, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebounds loose, picked up by Morningside. Morningside with a chance to tie it on a three. They pass it left side, Rudine. Rudine on the wing. He's going to attack. Left elbow. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 3:15 and counting. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi sets three. Poof! Austin Kachi with 18. North College leads 98-92. You needed that one. Here comes Morningside down by six. Comes back left side, Nickel. Nickel down to the block. He's going to work in against Tyler. They bring the double team. And a foul called on the play against Kachi. And Morningside will go to the free throw line in the form of Danny Rudine. I don't know if Rudine has left the floor today. Rudine in the first half was a perfect 5-for-5 in the floor, 4-for-4 on free throws in 18 minutes played. He'll shoot two free throws here. Double bonus time for Morningside, and he makes the first one. He's got 23. 98-93, pending a free throw. 2:53 remaining. North College trying to push through and finish this one off. 2:53 remaining. Rudine, second free throw, rattles it. Good. He's missed one free throw tonight. He has shot 13 by my count. Beg your pardon, 11. He's 10 of 11. North College leads 98-94. Swing pass over the top, Kachi. Kachi back over to Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Kachi on the weak side. He's got 18 points. Now they'll bring it back to Rindles at the point. High post, Franken. Franken, turnaround, no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. 2:30 remaining. Coming back the other way, the Mustangs. They come back to Tanner Miller. Miller in between the circles out front. He passes left side, Rudine. Rudine spins at the top of the key. Back to Kristen. Kristen, three. No good. Rindles! Rindles is fouled on the play. Nathan will shoot a 1-and-1. Foul called on Kyle Nickel. That's his fourth. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So free throws coming for Rindles. First free throw on the way for Nathan is up and good. 25 for Rindles. So Rindles with both free throws. Sort College breaks the 100-point barrier, 100 of 94, 2:15 remaining. Here comes Morningside, down by six. Pass right side, Rudine. Rudine attacks the hoop. His shot, no good. Rebound there, Nickel. Nickel put back good. Nickel with the two-point bucket. North College leads 100-96, 1:58 remaining. Out front with it is Rindles. Rindles for the basketball. Rindles goes left side back over to Franken. Rindles picks up his dribble, comes back over to Dalton. Dalton into the corner, Kachi. Kachi, 15 to shoot, 1:40 on the game clock. They go short corner, Franken. Franken, Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up, leans in, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Morningside, and now reach-in foul called on Kyle Lindbergh, and Lindbergh has just fouled out. 1:31 left to play in the game. Kyle Lindbergh will foul out with 9 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Sador College will have to limp in on this one if they can. Leading by four. Two free throws on the way for Morningside. 1:31 left to go in the game. Going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Danny Rudine. This was the score the first time these two teams met. Just flip-flop who has what. So Rudine to shoot a pair. Both teams in the bonus. Morningside in the double bonus. North College in the 1-and-1. Rudine, first free throw is good. Rudine is an 89% free throw shooter. He's got 25 by my count. Nathan Rindles has been able to match him thus far. Another free throw on the way. 100-97, pending the free throw. Second free throw on the way for Rudine. This one's up and good as well. 100-98, Morningside battling back from a 10-point deficit with 7 minutes to go in the game. York College was up 91-81, 120 and counting ball game. Left side, Franken. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles for the basketball. Rendles out front. York College has three timeouts remaining if they want to use one. They go high post. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Kachi. Kachi, three. No good. Rebound taken down by Rudine. Here comes Morningside with a chance to tie. They drive. Hand it off. And David Denherter gets called for a block. David Denherter whistled for the personal. And free throws on the way for Christian. Christian, one for two in this half from the free throw line. Five for six for the night, and he can tie it with two made free throws. 100-98. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Christian with 15 points off of the bench. 59.5 seconds remaining. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one's good as well. We're tied. Last time we were tied, it was 75-75 with 11:30 left to go in the game. Here comes Dort College. Nathan Rendles will bring it up. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken down to the baseline. Comes back over to Rendles. Rendles, Kachi. 22 on the shot clock, 44 on the game clock. Franken with it out front. Franken goes high post to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf finds Rendles, and Rendles can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. York College asking for a touch. And there was no touch call. 100-100, Morningside can hold for the final shot. Shot clock is off, 32 seconds remaining. Morningside can go for the win here in regulation. They will hold for one shot. They've got two timeouts remaining. York College needs a stop. Out front with the basketball is Tanner Miller. Miller at the center jump circle. They'll look for Rudine. They give it to Rudine. 12 seconds remaining. Rudine with the basketball. Rudine's going to drive. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. 6.6 seconds left. York College wants a timeout. Rudine drove right side. He got the shot off of the glass. And with 6.6 seconds remaining, York College will have to go the length of the floor. Trailing by two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Looks like a fantastic finish on the way. Indoor College is going to do it shorthanded. They've got Kyle Lindberg on the bench already. He's fouled out. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. 102-100, Morningside has taken the lead. York College was up by six as recently as 98-92. And 100-94, Morningside, though, on an 8-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes or so. Denherter, Rendles, Franken, Kachi, and Waltersdorf on the floor for the defenders. Waltersdorf will inbound with 6.6 remaining. York College has two timeouts left. They get it to Franken. He's at half court, 3 seconds left. Franken driving in, and they call a charge on Dalton Franken. 2 seconds remaining. And that'll probably do it. Dalton Franken fouls out of the ballgame with 2 seconds remaining. As Brooks Wells on the far side makes the charge call against Franken, that eliminates him. And with a 102-100 score, Morningside looks to inbound. They get it into O'Neill, and O'Neill is fouled near midcourt. And that's going to do it. 0.2 seconds remaining. There's not enough time. O'Neill will shoot two free throws. And that's pretty much going to seal it. York College will fall at home for the first time since the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship game 2 years ago. So O'Neill will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw is up by O'Neill, no good. 102 to 100. Wild Horse College didn't get many breaks this evening. And O'Neill makes one of two. Dort College trails 103-100, length of the floor in front of them. And tapping it is Den Herder towards the bucket. And the Morningside Mustangs come away with a 103-100 win. Coming from behind at 100-94, scoring the last 9 points to win it. 103-100. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap right after this. See? Morningside Mustangs and Dort College, their first home defeat of the season. They dropped Dort College to 15-2 for the conference year, 24-3 for the overall season. Morningside goes to 19-8 and 13-4. We knew coming into this contest it was going to be a battle, and it proved to be that as Dort College fell behind by double digits in the first half, trailed by as many as 15 at 30-15. And it was a 55-48 ball game at halftime. Morningside in front by 7. In the second half, Dort College rallied to tie it at 62 with 15:25 left to go in the contest. We were tied again at 75 with 11:30 left to go in the game. Dort College then went on a 16-6 run to get up 91-81 over the next 4 minutes. Then they started running into some foul trouble. Dort College was still up 100-94 with about 2.5 minutes left to go in the game. But Morningside steadily worked their way back in, cutting it to 196 and then 100-98 with 1:31 left to go in the game. And with 59.5 seconds remaining, it was tied 100-100 on a pair of free throws by Andrew Christian. Dort College took the ball down the floor, and if I remember correctly, did not get a shot off as pass underneath the basket went to Nathan Rindles. Rindles was unable to handle it. The Dort College coaching staff thought it had been tipped. Ball went out of bounds. They said it was last touch by Dort College with about 34 seconds remaining. Morningside then proceeded to work the ball to their best player, Danny Rudine, and Rudine makes a driving shot with the right hand from the right side to give them a 102-100 lead with 6.6 seconds left. Dort College got the ball length of the floor to go, and with a timeout, after a timeout, they got the ball to Dalton Franken. Franken tried going the length of the floor and it was called for a charging foul in the middle of the lane with 2 seconds remaining. And that pretty well sealed it as Morningside then inbounded the basketball. Steve O'Neill was fouled and with 0.2 seconds remaining made one of two free throws. That's your final. Morningside 103, Dort College 100. Here then are your numbers on the Wireless World postgame wrap. Morningside, 33 of 66 from the floor, 6 of 18 on threes, 31 of 37 on free throws. Dort College, 35 of 72 from the floor, 11 of 23 on threes, 19 of 26 on free throws. Dort College rebounds, Morningside, that is, 39-37. Turnovers, Dort 11, Morningside 9. Individual scoring, Nathan Rindles had 26 for the defenders. 8 of 17 from the floor, 9 for 9 on free throws. Dalton Franken, 21 points, 9 for 15 from the floor. 2 for 2 on threes, 1 for 1 on free throws. 18 for Austin Kachi, 4 of 12 from beyond the arc, 2 for 2 on free throws. 9 for Kyle Lindbergh before he fouled out. He was limited to 23 minutes of play today. Brian Sumner ends with 8. David Den Herder has 8. Tyler Waltersdorf closes with 7. 3 for Alex Terpstra. I should mention that Dalton Franken also fouled out, and he was limited to 26 minutes tonight. For Morningside, Danny Rudine played 38 out of 40 minutes. He played the entire second half. He ends with 28 points, 12 for 13 from the free throw line, 7 of 11 from the floor. 16 points for Kyle Nickel, 15 for Tanner Miller, 13 for Steve O'Neill, 18 for Andrew Christian off of the bench, 5 for 7 from the floor, 7 of 8 on free throws. 4 points for Bryce Cook, 3 for Drew Dow, 3 for Blake Van Ginkle, and 3 for Ryan Techmeyer. Danny Rudine, Steve O'Neill, and Tanner Miller all had 4 assists. For Dort College, Dalton Franken led them with 6 assists. Kyle Lindbergh had 3. Nathan Rindles had 2. 2 steals for Kyle Nickel. Dort College had 3 steals. 3 different players had 1 steal each. Morningside had 5 steals. for the ballgame. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room. And, Coach, this one was there for the taking. And when you break it down, obviously playing a very good team, but you're going to feel like one slipped away today.
You know, Mike, we didn't come out and play very well defensively again. It was kind of a carbon copy of last Wednesday. And that's got to be something that we tried to fix here real quick. Like, yeah, I thought we really came out the second half and really asserted ourselves defensively. We moved the ball, did a good job. But you're right, it was there for the taking. You know, we had a 10-point lead and had some really good looks at the hoop. Had some opportunities, and, you know, the ball just didn't drop on a couple of those good looks. But, you know, if you give up 103 points, you better be awfully good offensively. We were pretty good offensively, but, boy, we got to do some things better defensively.
What does it come down to defensively? Do you have to do something schematically? Is it an effort or an urgency? What can you put your finger on that?
Well, you know, I do think it's, you know, I think it's effort. I don't know what else can really attribute it to. We just didn't do some things very well defensively in the first half, and yeah, I think a lot of the part of you know, playing defense is effort. We gave up some long rebounds, some off missed free throws. Some where we just didn't turn and check, and they got long boards there shooting through gaps. And, we just got to be a better team defensively. That's all there is to it. I wish we were making improvement on that end, but I'm not sure that we are right now.
Nathan Rendles closes with 26 points for your team. Dalton Franken, 21. Austin Kachi, 18. You were fighting foul trouble, though, the whole ball game. You had some key people pick up early fouls, and then it was mix and match in the second half. And obviously, you'd like to have some of those guys on the floor for more extended minutes.
Yeah, you know, it was a situation where we were fighting foul trouble, as you stated, and our rotations weren't great in terms of what we wanted to do. But you know, that's on us. We got to be able to play and defend in a stance without fouling. And you know, tonight we didn't do a very good job of that.
What do you do tomorrow? What preparing for Nebraska Wesleyan? What do you have to do?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. You know, we haven't won there in a long time. You know, and they're a very good team who really plays hard. And we just got to get things right with us, you know, defensively. A mindset where we're really intent on getting stops and key boards. And it's just going back to the basics for us, really, Mike.
Coach, I will let you go. Disappointing loss. We'll get back at it on Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dalma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Some finals starting to trickle in from across the conference. We will take a break, and we will be back with a look at those conference finals right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders dropped to 15-2 in the conference with a loss this evening. Morningside improves to 13-4. So Dort College right now two games clear of Morningside. Midland victorious as well. They're 13-4. Dort College two games clear of them as well. Last report I had was Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan 73-69 with 1:11 left to go in that contest. Midland dropped Concordia 82-55, and it was Dakota Wesleyan victorious over Northwestern this evening by a final score of 102-85. So Northwestern slips to 7-10 as well. No report, no final yet on Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings. Mount Marty and Briar Cliff also no final on that one either. And we have just gone final. Nebraska Wesleyan does indeed defeat Hastings 75-70. Dort College is going to be playing a hot Nebraska Wesleyan team. Wesleyan 8-9 now in the conference. Hastings slips to 13-4. So a three-way tie for second place right now in the conference. Dort College right now on top of the heap at 15-2. So no report yet on Briar Cliff and Mount Marty. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Earlier tonight, it was Morningside defeating Dort College in women's basketball, 74-52. That's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.